DMT World presents The Rambling Rabbit, and I am its host, Happy KB. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Rambling Rabbit. So, it is not the last day of the year yet. It's the second to the last day of the year. And I have kind of been in hermit mode for, a month or so. And I decided I needed to step out of the hermit. And, like, we got a new year coming up. We got some stuff I can see coming at us because I've been working into some different things. And, I feel some really good things happening for the community and for people involved and people who are not involved yet but will be involved, and just everything all around. So I feel real good. So I felt I need to get behind this microphone and let you guys know that, hey, I am still here. I am still doing things. For the new year, I've got some interviews. Excuse my mic. I'm trying to get it adjusted. We've got some interviews lined up with some people we've talked with before, but I wanted to talk to them again and see what's going on in their life because, you know, a year and a half, and, you know, time flies. People get to doing stuff. People get to get busy, and lives just keep changing. It's that constant circle, that constant wheel, the constant spiral that you keep just going and going and going and going. So that I will be doing because I enjoy doing this when I have time. And I was in a Christmas play. I was a singing Yeti, a lounge singing Yeti. it was a fun show. I got to do it with my daughter and my son's girlfriend, and it was simple. It was easy to just be a part of it and enjoy the magic of theater, watching it all come together, because it did. Like, it was very simple. It had a lot about grief in it, dealing with grief around the holidays, but it was done in a kind of a cheeky way where, like, Santa Claus is found dead by an elf, and the elf decides that they're gonna figure out who did it. And so there's just kind of some obscured fantasy creatures in the play, and it was fun because it wasn't a kid's show. It was more of an adult, like I said, one of the themes of it was dealing with grief around the holidays, and but also clinging to the people that are around you, that help keep your spirits up, help keep you going, help keeping you in a better frame of mind than diving deep into your grief, especially around the holiday time. Because we all know, because we've all been there, that those emotions, especially around holiday, is very heavy, very thick, very controlling, manipulative. And to be in a show that was about Christmas, where it kind of touched on that topic, I took it darker than I think the actual show was. So don't get me wrong, it was fun. It was a fun play. We had a good time. Like I said, I got to sing as a lounge singing Yeti. I sang Christmas songs, and I was not the one that killed Santa Claus, by the way. It was a elf named Paula, who in real life is my daughter. So that was fun that she was the culprit. So, when I get busy into stuff, I kind of disappear, and I feel that's what happened with this one. I did the last interview with Luffy San, and then I just kind of dove into real life. So I wanted to hop on here, and I wanted to talk about some, you know, maybe catch up on what anything that we've done in the past year, if I can remember any of it. That's the kicker. I feel like this past year just kind of flew by, and I'm not sure exactly what I'm not exactly sure what has been, what it got accomplished. I do know that we will be having a new president come up, and so that's going to be interesting to see where all that takes us. And I don't even know. I don't even know what to think about it anymore, because it doesn't feel like I'm in the same world I used to live in. I feel like I'm in an upside-down world for real, you know. Clown world is very fitting. Things are not... I don't know. I want to, like, to blame it on my age. I'm going to be, you know, older. Not maybe most of you. I know some of you are up around my age. So, but I'm going to be older than I am young coming up. And that's what I like to blame it on. I like to blame it on my ignorance. I like to blame it that the older I get, the dumber I get. I don't know. There's just, the world's kind of interesting right now. There's just so much happening around us. And, I don't know. I'd like to think that our psychonaut skills have prepared us for where we may be at right now in this time of 2024, getting ready to go into 2025. I don't know if any of you are apprehensive about going next into our next year, or whatever we consider our next year. So it's been wild. It's been super wild. Like, I can't wait to, like, in 10 years, let's go back and listen to some of these interviews, listen to, you know, we don't talk very hot button topics. We don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. Like, those are just, I don't have those conversations, but I will have those conversations. If you want to have those conversations, but you got to let me know. It's not something I will volunteer, because I don't want to ever put people in those positions, because I've heard enough talk radio. I've heard enough stuff that I don't want us to be like that. But if you feel very passionate about anything that does have to do with either those topics, you know, I am open to talking about them. I can just tell you though, like, to sit back and look at where we are politically and this, what they call an election we went through, we just, really strange, just very strange. And like I said, I like to blame my age. I like to say it's because I'm so old. Things have just changed. Well, things have just changed. I mean, technology alone has changed so much that it's sometimes very hard to sit down and... I'm not complaining, okay? I'm not complaining at all, because I like it. But sitting down and trying to remember how I even run my audio system to even sit down and do these. Because if I spend too much time away, it's like I have to relearn everything all over again. Then I find out that everything has updated. And then we no longer use passwords. We use pass keys. I mean, some weird stuff. I want things simple. I want life simple. I work on a computer that is a dinosaur. He's pretty old. He does the trick. He runs the internet. he'll download stuff. It takes him a long time. But he works for now, and I guess I'm not complaining. I'm very grateful. But I don't know. Life's weird. I'm sitting here, and I'm watching the... Sheesh. So earlier today... yesterday. Yesterday was just weird. Weather was weird. Went to bed. Did not sleep very well. Went to bed early. I haven't felt right. I've got a headache. I've got a weird cough. Went to bed early. Woke up at like 2 something. Was off and on, asleep, awake the rest of the morning. Get up, go to work. It's just, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird. Now I'm sitting here watching temperature. And it was not exact. It wasn't like cold this morning. It was okay. And then I walk out and it's rainy. And now I'm watching our temperature. It's just dropping. And it's telling me that we're going to have snow. That's a dirty ass word. I hate that word. Oh, I hate that word. Whatever. It's fine. I'm going to have to drive in that stuff. Oof, I hate that. I don't like snow. Live in Kansas, guys. We don't get a lot of snow. This year we haven't had any snow yet, but we're supposed to get like mad hit with something. Of course, all of us coming are going to get hit with something according to the maps I was looking at earlier today. Coming down from the Arctic. It's okay, though. It's okay. So, if this is your first time listening to The Rambling Rabbit, I just want to tell you welcome. Welcome, welcome. Yes. Okay, this is Rambling Rabbit. We are part of DMT World, and if you have not been to DMT World, we invite you to come to DMT World and see what we're doing in our community. You can go to www.dmtworld.net. That will get you to us, to our community, where we talk about anything that has to do with psychedelics and then some, because even trippers have regular lives as well. So it's a community of people that legitimately are like-minded. Like, people like to use that word. We're helping each other out. We know there's a lot of psychonauts that are out there that may not have friends around them, may not have people who can relate to them, because their hobby is growing some, cultivating some things, or extracting some other stuff, or, you know, alchemical interests. You know, if that's where you are, that's what you're interested in, you like to put on your space suit and get in your rocket and blast off, I mean, we're your people. So if you've not been to DMT World, please go to www.dmtworld.net. That'll take you to our website. So, like I said, I haven't been on here for a little bit because I've been busy. Been busy, and then I get these weird, like, creative blocks. I can put together a whole, like, episode in my brain, but getting in here to sit down and sit in front of this and hook everything up and blah, 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 it's a lot. And I find at times I'm a little lazy. Yeah. Or I talk myself out of things more than not, but that's neither here nor there. So, anyways, so this is The Rambling Rabbit. This is going to be actually episode 29. I'm almost to 30. Not my age, but the episodes. Last episode, like I said, was Luffy San, and before that was the solo, and I hadn't done any interviews, but I've got a few coming up this coming year. If you are interested and want to sit down and have a chat with me on the podcast, get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me. You can email me at kb@dmtworld.net. That is my email. Or you can find me on Discord at HappyKB. You can get on DMT World and you can find me there at HappyKB. Pretty much, you can find me somehow, I'm sure. But yeah, I'd like to sit down and talk to more people. I really enjoy doing this. When I get out of the habit, then I realize how much I've missed it, and then I got to get back into it. So I'm getting back into it for 2025. I think that sounds like a good year to start some new projects, keep some old projects going, and seeing where we can go. So, if you didn't know, we do have a merchandise store. You can go to Spring and put in DMT World 2 Creator Spring.com, and you can look at all of our stuff, or you can go to the Spring.com and just put in DMT World. It should pop up our store. That way you can get some stuff that we're selling in there. There are going to be some items that will be no longer being sold in the store. They will become a limited edition item and may show up in the future, but I'm going to downsize the store so we can add some more product in there. So with that being said, go to the store, make sure you get some stuff that's in there, because some things that may have been in there for a while, or you think you're going to get it later, may not be there later. So go visit the store, see what we got. With that being said, I am going to leave you with this selection of Ascend Beyond by the Dyslexic Tree.
Grasping cosmic sand. this earthly shell. Leave behind this hollow cell. Trip the wire, break the spell. Find the light where shadows dwell. Whispers from the neon mist. Kaleidoscope of dreams persist. Hands of time we can't resist. On the edge of this abyss. Starlight pulsing through our veins. Shedding all terrestrial chains. Fleeting moments, burning flames. Boundless journey, nothing tames.
All right, that was Ascend Beyond by the Dyslexic Trees. I can't even say it. Our temperature is slowly dropping. We've hit, it's only 40, I mean, it's 40 degrees. That's relatively warm for this part of our year here in Kansas. I mean, granted, we do have four seasons. We actually get a summer, a winter, a fall, a spring. We get them all. Sometimes we get them all in one day. Throw in a few snowstorms, some thunder showers, a few tornadoes all at the same time. That happens. That has happened. Yes, yes, yes. So, I won't lie. I like Kansas. I've always liked Kansas. I think Kansas is charming. Everything, it feels like it does slow down here. When I lived in Chicago, everything seemed like it was moving at so fast. Everything was so fast. There was never a dark night in the sky because of all the lights of the city. It was just orange sky, and it seemed like everything moved super quickly, except the night that we went to a friend's house, and she gave us some mushroom tea, and that night did not move fast. That was a very slow, weird night. We went to a house party, and we went to a bar that was kind of underneath another bar that had carpet on the wall. I remember that because I kept touching the carpet. We were going to go to a nightclub, but we didn't have the right shoes on, and so we were tripping so hard. There was so much that happened that night. I'm not sure where we lost our friend. I think we took a cab. We all took a cab, and she got off at her place, and then I think maybe we took ours partway to ours. I'm not sure exactly how we made it home, but that was not a fast night. That was a really, really, really slow night, and there was a lot. I mean, things were just so strange, because that house party we went to, it was for a birthday party, and I just remember we'd been at my one friend's house, drank some tea, had some chocolate. There's something else that had mushrooms in it that we ate there, but they came on real slow and real pretty and nice, and they were happy. And when they heard the music in this place, this house we were at, this party, there was a big TV in like the dining area, I think. And it had music, and we were there, and I remember the mushrooms were like, you should dance. So I was dancing, and we danced, and somebody sat down and was like, I'll be your DJ, KB. And I was like, okay. And I don't even know how long we were at that house, but we were there for a while until they were like, let's go to this bar. Hoghead Saloon, was that what it was? Something like that? I don't even know. I just know we went there, and then they had this, like, they had this area, so upstairs was like wooden. The bar was wood, like the tables were wood, everything, and like the booths that were there, they were like set in and kind of had like some privacy. So like, oh, this was a really cool bar. I remember walking through there, and everything was wood. That's all I remember. Everything was wood, and then we went downstairs. And we go downstairs into this room, and it's like, it's long. And there's like some chairs, some comfy plush, like fluff chairs. that you could sit on. And then I remember this long couch. And then there's like some places where you could, because you could smoke back then inside. And so, like, you know, you could smoke down in this little tiny, wherever we were, the basement or the cellar. I don't even know what it was. But I remember looking over at the wall, and the wall had carpet on it. And I can remember sitting there petting the wall, looking at my friend, and he was just, I just kept looking at him going, is this real? Like, is this really happening? I remember I vaguely remember the cab ride to the party because my one friend who was tripping got into the front, had to sit in the front seat with this guy, and he was very overly dramatic. And I remember he had bushy eyebrows, and he kept calling her Christine. Like, her name was Kristen, and he kept calling her Christine. So, Christine, like that voice, I will never forget that. And she was doing her damnedest to not laugh at him, and he'd ask her questions, but the whole time, Christine. I don't know, it was wild. It was a good time. The carpet on the wall, that was cool. And I just remember we were all sitting there, and they're like, okay, what should we do now? And I thought, man, these people want to do a lot of stuff. I just want to finish tripping on these mushrooms. And so there was a conversation. See, I don't exactly, I mean, I don't know who we were with at this point in time, except Christine. I know she was with us. But I don't know. I think the other people that were with us were like people she knew, and maybe we met up with people we worked with. That's very possible, because we worked on the Spirit of Chicago. And, you know, you never knew where you were going to end up with, or who you were going to end up with, or what you were going to end up doing. So, I don't know. I just remember sitting there, and the guys that were there, they were all talking, and they were like, oh, we could go to, I think it was Excalibur. Now, if you've ever been to Chicago, especially in the 90s, in early 2000s, you know the Excalibur. I danced with Elvis at the Excalibur. He was an imposter, but I still danced with Elvis, and I still have his red neckerchief that's somewhere, because I know I grabbed that off of Tina before we left. But anyways, the Excalibur, what was I telling you about? They were all sitting there, and they were trying to figure out where we should go, and they were all like, oh, we could go to the Excalibur. And my friend Bill's like looking at me, and he's like, I don't have the right shoes on. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I have tennis shoes on, and you don't have the right shoes on. He's like, you can't go in with street shoes. And I was like, what? Now you gotta understand, I didn't grow up in Chicago. I think I'd only lived there maybe a year and a half by this time. So, like, I learned a whole lot of new stuff. I tried a whole lot of interesting stuff. I loved it. I loved the city life. I loved coming back, though, from the city life, because I really like Kansas. And that's how I got into Chicago, isn't it? Because I was talking about Kansas. Which, wild, going from Kansas to Chicago and not knowing much. Whew. Those people up there, you know, they don't like when you say certain words. Certain words like, So, I was a waitress on the Spirit of Chicago. And, you know, you get all kinds of people in Chicago. So, like, you kind of become bilingual, but without the education, without the certification. Like, you listen to people enough. Like, you can hear, understand segments and phrases and things, and then you get the similarities of the languages. We had a friend named Mariano. Oh my gosh, this dude was so cool. He was just, I'm adopted into the Puerto Rican family because of Mariano, his family. He claimed me and my friend Bill. That way we could go and we could party with them down in their neighborhood that one point in time. Oh, he was so nice, so sweet. He was kind of like a fatherly figure. Like, he really looked out for us. He really took care of us. He explained a lot of things. He used to talk to me about, we used to talk about language. He gave me, oh gosh, I have the book. He gave me the book, Call Me Ishmael. If you've never read this book, I recommend it. It's very thought provoking. Mariano. Anyways, he used to tell me we used to talk about languages, and because he was fluent in like 50 bazillion of them. I don't know, maybe not that many, but he was very fluent, and because he could speak Spanish, and he was able to like talk to people who were Italian. He could talk to people in all these different languages. And we used to talk about the reasonings because of the similarities in where the languages come from, the Latin based ones. And, you know, America's all screwed up because we had to do it our own way, which whatever, it's fine. But it was always fascinating. And so he used to really sit there and talk to me and tell me to listen to certain things when people in a foreign language are talking to me, because you can pick up on certain words. And then the more you hear them and the more you get yourself familiar with them, the more you start understanding, and then you can understand the world around you. So it was just, he was a very interesting man. I loved his philosophies of life. He did not have it easy. He came, you know, he, like the rest of us, had a hard life. We did not smoke pot, did not do those things. But I did get the privilege to sit down and for him to say to me, he never did smoke with me, but he did tell me, he said, KB, he's like, you are that person that, you know, if I did indulge, I would want to sit down and I would want to indulge with you. He never did smoke with me, but he made that gesture. And just that gesture means a whole lot to me, because, like, I don't hide who I am. People know who I am, what I do. People understand my, my way of life. And to be shown respect in that aspect is, I think it's beautiful. But he was amazing. I don't know whatever happened to him. I don't know. But, yeah. If you're out there, Mariano, and you just ever happen to hear this, you mean a whole lot to me. You made a part of Chicago what it was to me. So, anyways, KB, move on. Get mushy, mushy else time. So, you know, let's see. I don't even know what I was doing. I was got off into Chicago because I was talking about Kansas. Oh, yeah, Kansas. Supposed to get butt fucking gold coming down from the Arctic. They say there's this, we're all going to get got. We're all going to get cold, people. We're all supposed to get real cold. So, stay warm, take care of your animals, bring them in. If you're in parts that are going to get super chilly willy, make sure you take care of those animals. They are just as important as we are, if not more. So, if you're listening to me, first of all, please, I never say this in the podcast. I never say it when I'm, like, talking, because I never think about it. But you know what? The only way that I'm going to get this out to other people is if people share it. Because what has happened is when I took over the YouTube channel, you know, we were kind of maxed out at, like, almost 1,000 people, which, that's cool, right? But, like, it died there. And so, like, to get new people out there, I have to have people who are sharing us and telling friends, listen to us and share it and like it and move it on for me so I can get it bigger, so I can get it monetized. Come on, people. help a sister out here. So, I know, I promise I'll keep doing them if you guys keep sharing and you keep liking it and you keep showing up to the table for me. The support from you guys is the best. Like, every time I go back to it and I look at a video and I'm like, oh, wow, there are 20-some people who listen to this? Really? That's wonderful. Why do they want to listen? And it's touching because you do listen. I'm not sure what you guys are listening to, but I hope you laugh at me. I hope you enjoy yourself. Maybe you think I'm a little crazy, but it's okay. It's all good. So if you want to support DMT World, some of you may be in a position you can. I know it's hard. You guys, I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but if you ever are like, hey, I will have some extra money I want to throw the way to somebody, you can throw it at DMT World. We'd be happy to take you on as a Patreon donor. You go to patreon.com/DMT World. You can become a Patreon member for $8. That's a Psychonaut. That's the highest tier. What that is that gives you access to our Discord and the Psychonaut channels in our Discord. It also gets you some swag. We have a necklace that one of our admins created, and you get some stickers, and then you get to have the ability in the website to actually create your own personal group on the website that you can make your own. You can put all your own stuff in there. You can build your own little community within our community. So, Patreon. Or you know what? If you just want to donate to us because you believe in our cause, you believe in the community, you want to keep it running and going, hey, we are here. We are happy to have you donate to us. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all of you that still do donate to us and have kept this place going on your love and your support. So I thank you. The DMT World staff thanks you, and everybody that is involved with DMT that use the website and the thanks you as well. So brilliant. Very good. And now here is a poem called The Fractured Code. Beneath the pale hum of electric skies, we wandered, eyes heavy hypnotized, neon dreams wrapped tight in our palms, fed by illusion, soft soothing psalms. This world was flawless, pixel perfect and clean, each corner precise, each shadow unseen. The air hummed with a rhythm, a ceaseless spin, an echo of code, the simulation within. Yet whispered stir in the digital breeze, a glitch in the pattern, a strange unease. The stars, once fixed, began to waver, their lights turned sharp, a slicing saber. The ground beneath began to quake, rippling with truths we could not fake. Cracks in the walls, fissures in the skies, revealed the construct, a grandioso lie. It started with one, a curious mind, who peered through the veil that kept us all blind. Eyes open wide, they shouted the call, "Wake up! Wake up! We've been asleep through it all!" The sleepers stirred, their dreams now frayed, pulled by the pulse of the new cascade. One by one, they saw the seams, the fragile threads of manufactured dreams. The sun flickered once, its golden hue falling apart as the false light withdrew. Colors bled into shimmering strands, reality slipping from the programmed hands. We saw the wires that tied us down, the unseen matrix, the puppeteer's crown. Time unraveled, space bent and swayed, a masterpiece of code, now in disarray. But with disruption came a light profound, not from the stars, but within us, unbound. The script was broken, the rules erased, and in their place, raw potential replaced. No longer cogs in a well-oiled machine, we danced in chaos, alive, serene. For freedom isn't a polished square, but a jagged edge, a breath of fresh air. The simulation groaned, a dying beast, its endless cycle finally ceased, and the false world crumbled apart. We found the truth buried deep within our hearts. It was not the construct that held us all, but fear of the leap, the fear of the fall. Now untethered, we soared uncontinued, awake to the power of the boundless mind. So let the code shatter, let the mirrors break, for in the ruins new worlds we'll make, each step a glitch, each choice a spark, lighting the path through the endless dark. That was the poem, The Fractured Code. I liked it. I like that music behind that. It gives it that feeling that, I don't know. I just liked it. It's fun. So, just to let you know, again, if you are enjoying the Rambling Rabbits, if you've gone back and listened to the Rambling Rabbits, you enjoy being on the website, you enjoy being on our Discord, you like what we're doing, you like us as people, we like the community, and you would like to donate to us, you can go to patreon.com/DMTWorld, and you can donate there. Again, if you've never been to the website, you can go to www.dmtworld.net. And again, you guys, help me out here. I need some likes. I need some shares. I need this community. Help me get this this YouTube channel booming even more. If you've got anything you want to add to the DMT World YouTube, you can send it over to me at kb@dmtworld.net. And I'll get it on there. If you want to be part of the community, you want to start making some content with me on that, that'd be great. Let me know. You got some music? I know we got some musicians. Just send me some stuff, and I'll be happy to put it on there for us and put words in there that you are our community member, and we want to share with the rest of the community. So that is an offer that stands, won't always stand. Also, let's see. How do you become a patron? I've told you that. Let's see what's in the news. What's going on in the news? So, I don't know if you guys are football fans, but Aaron Rodgers, who is famously known for lots of things in the NFL, one of them is he shares his experience of ayahuasca in a new upcoming docuseries on Netflix, I guess. It's called... Of course it is. It's called Aaron Rodgers Enigma. Oh my. Okay. So, he credits the psychedelic ayahuasca for aiding the process of his personal traumas, enhancing his athletic performance. So there has been some talk about this docuseries, and particularly Aaron Rodgers and his support for the psychedelic community. He is an interesting card. He's a wild card, I feel, in the NFL, but it's interesting. What I also find interesting is lately we're seeing more and more in our media being the psychedelics being represented in docuseries. You see it in your television shows. You're seeing people talking about it more, especially podcasts. I listen to a lot of different podcasts, not just Joe Rogan. We know Joe Rogan's always been talking about psychedelics, but like there's some different podcasts that I listen to, and they're always bringing up something, either ayahuasca, or you know, they bring, I don't know how many times I hear them talk about DMT, DMT experience. I've heard all kinds of podcasters talk about DMT, and I thought, you know, I've been back in the day, like, you never heard about DMT. Nobody even knew what DMT was. Like, I can remember one time I was standing, when I used to work in a bar back in the day, and I'm standing there, and my one friend, she's like, I think I've done all the drugs, but the one thing I haven't done is DMT. Well, I still don't know if she's done DRT or not. I have to ask her that question. But, it was not talked about. We knew it was a psychedelic. We knew it was potent. We just didn't know much about it. So it's crazy to me that when I listen to podcasts and stuff, just hearing more of them talking about the use of them. And we shouldn't be ashamed to talk about psychedelics. We shouldn't be ashamed to talk about the medicines that they actually are. We shouldn't be ashamed to talk about the therapies that we're seeing them being used in. We should be talking about this because, like, even though I don't know where I'm at with the therapies and, like, I don't know how fast, like, I'm not a very trusting person, and so I just want to make sure that if I ever went in that direction, I had the right person, and I think I would have to want to pick my person, but that's just me, and I'm sure there's going to be places that can be like that, where you can find somebody that you completely trust, and I do support utilizing psychedelics for the medicines that they actually are used for, so I don't know why at times I'm resistant of things. I think maybe it's just my old brain, but yeah, so I like seeing it coming out and us talking about it in the right light. I don't want to see it as a moneymaker. I don't want to see somebody making a corner in the market on putting a patent out for psilocybin mushrooms, like shit like that. What are you doing? Why are we doing this? I'm not big on regulations, but I understand certain regulations have to be in play. I'm not big on mass marketing and mass producing and doing it for profit. I mean, profit gain. Like, look at our cannabis industry. It drives me nuts, guys. Just drives me nuts. You know why? You know the thing that drives me the most about the cannabis industry is the waste. Do you know the plastic that comes from everything? And the rubber, the little rubber stoppers, the packaging, like everything. Like, so much trash. So much trash. So, vapes alone. So much trash. Disposable vapes. Trash. It's just trash. Just drives me crazy. But anyways, that's here nor there. That's a whole nother soapbox I can get into, but I'm not going to here. I just hope we're smart about this stuff. I hope we're smart and we keep the actual light on of what we're doing with the medicine, and it doesn't get put into the dark. It's been in the dark for too long. It's time to bring it out to the light and be honest with it. It's time to be honest with each other when we're using it. It's time to be honest with each other when we're sharing it. It's time to be honest with prices, people. Like, come on. Just understand what I'm talking about. Okay, so we need to do it right. It has to be done right. This has to be done right. That's how I feel about that. So, let's see. What else is happening in our news? So, I was reading this. I think it was... Yeah. The Times. The psychedelics and the end of life care. So there's these studies, these recent studies that have been suggested that psychedelics like LSD, psilocybin, even MDMA may help alleviate anxiety and depression and existential distress in terminally ill patients, which, I mean, yeah. While finding that promising, that further research is needed to fully understand the therapeutic potentials, but that's what we're doing, right? That's what we're doing. So, yes, one of the people that I highly think would be very beneficial to utilizing these psychedelic drugs, especially the ones that help in calming our anxieties, maybe giving us a little bit more love in our hearts and our little step. The people who are terminally ill or who are, yes, I fully support it. I support it 100% and then some. Yes, the right to end of life care. Yes, I think that's a fantastic thing. So there are some studies that have been happening. There's been a little bit more light shown on this. There's a Canadian study that indicates individuals visiting emergency rooms more due to psychedelic use. And that these uses have a significantly increased risk of developing schizophrenia. So, like, we're having a lot of psyche breaks, it looks like. Looks like there's some schizophrenia that's happening after overuse and massive use of psychedelics. So this is research that they've seen in Canada, it looks like. The research highlights that the need for caution, especially among those predisposed to psychosis. So, you got to be taking care of it. We've got to take care of our minds. We've got to take care of our minds. We are, you know, if you haven't learned anything at this point in time where you are in your psychedelic journey, psychedelics are temperamental. Can be very temperamental. Okay? And you have to make sure that you're not only taking care of your body, you have to take care of your mind, you got to take care of your soul, your spirit. Those are very important things. Take time for integration with using psychedelics. Take time with understanding what you're doing. We all go through those binge times where we're like, balls to the wall. I do it all the time. I don't do it all the time anymore. But yeah, there's been times I'm a heavy doser. I'm a big time heavy doser. And because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But boy, there's some times that I've thrown myself out there so many, a couple more times than I care to. And it kind of got me in some ways in my head. So just be very careful, guys. Be mindful. Take care of your friends. Check on your friends. Those that we know are in the psychedelic community that may be a little bit more aggressive. You know, take care of our friends. We know what it's like to be out there in your mind for a while. So, let's see. What else? Oh, yeah. This weird thing. Psilocybin therapy in Oregon. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's been going on. It says, despite Oregon's pioneering move to legalize therapeutic psilocybin use in 2020, a growing number of cities within the state have recently voted to ban its use. This reflects ongoing debates and varying public sentiment regarding the psychedelic therapies. That's just bizarre to me. I'd like to have a conversation with some people who are in Oregon. Maybe who are my friends in Oregon? I'm trying to think. I want to have this conversation with you guys. What's going on over in Oregon? Like, what's happening with the legalization, the therapeutic, and all that stuff? Like, you guys were moving forward. Somebody fill me in. Get a hold of me. Let me know. Peyote conservation concerns. So the sacred peyote cactus, integral to the Native American spiritual practices, faces threat for over-harvesting in the expanding psychedelic movement. Conservative efforts are underway to protect its culturally significant plant. Now, we've known for a long time that this was happening, people. And every circle, every wave of this, come on. Those of you who were with me way back, 6 years ago, because we're coming on our 6th year. Believe it or not, 6 years. We're coming up to 6 years. 6 years ago, even 4 years before that, we saw the wave. We all talked about it. We know this. And when you get the younger minds and the younger, the newbies coming in, and they get all excited and they got to go. And we got to teach them. And we've got to make sure we take teaching everybody as we go that you have to take care of the plant. Because if you don't take care of the plant, we're going to lose the plant. It's not going to be around anymore. That, or it's just going to go dormant on itself because it's not going to let us have its resources anymore. That's scary. I don't like to think of people in a greedy manner, but sometimes it's hard not to. Oh, there's a drug warning. Dangers of pink cocaine. This is a substance warning. So a synthetic drug cocktail known as pink cocaine or 2C has been linked to a surge in drug-related deaths despite its name. It often contains harmful substances like MDMA and ketamine, posing significant health risks. So be mindful if you're doing the synthetic drug, pink cocaine. Just be mindful. So that's some interesting stuff. What else is going down in the world today? Some of the stuff I've been reading talks about how the psychedelic therapy has become mainstream, but concerns arise at mainstream quality and accessibility, especially with corporate involvement in the industry. There's people that are worried about this. I feel like these people are a little behind. I feel like I was worried about this a while ago. There's a big growing demand for training for professionals in the psychedelic world, but the concern is making sure that people are getting trained to work with psychedelics ethically and effectively, because this is an issue. I guess people who are getting into this is ethics are being brought up, which again, that goes back to trusting people. So that's kind of what's happening in the news recently. We're kind of at a, MDMA, they're still trying to get that pushed through. They're still just trying to get some things cut through the tape because there's a lot of it, obviously. So I'd like to play another song by the Dyslexic Trees. This song is called Dawn's Whisper. So sit back and enjoy another song by the Dyslexic Trees.
As the night gives way to dawn's first light, silent whispers break through the sky. Dreams dissolve in the morning mist, a world awakens, rising high. Rising high. Stars retreat into the fading gray, old dreams blend with a new day. Echoes of night, they fade so slow. A timeless dance where shadows go. Open your eyes, feel the earth stir. A symphony of sights, senses blur. Listen close to the day's first sound. A timeless dance where shadows go. Open your eyes, feel the earth stir. A symphony of sights, senses blur. Listen close to the day's first sigh. In the quiet dawn, just you and I. Leaves rustle in the gentle breeze, morning dew kisses the trees. Birdsong breaks the hush of morn, life reborn in light adorned. Mountains stretch, shake off sleep. Rivers run with secrets they keep. A quiet song that nature sings. A waking world on unseen wings. Open your eyes. Feel the earth stir. A symphony of sights. Senses blur. Listen close to the day's first song. A timeless dance where shadows go. Open your eyes, feel the earth stir. A symphony of sights, senses blur. Listen close to the day's first sight. In the quiet dawn, just you and I.
So I hope you really liked that. I hoped you liked that song, The Dawn's Whisperer by the Dyslexic Trees. We are now in the part of our podcast where it is the rabbit tales. Today's story is called Rollin' on Molly, A Journey of Connection. So sit back, make yourself comfortable, get something to drink, maybe get yourself a joint. Relax and enjoy the story, the short story of Rollin' on Molly, A Journey of Connection. The sun had just begun to set, casting a soft orange glow over the horizon. Maya stood in the open field, surrounded by people she loved, some lifelong friends, others strangers she had just met that day at the festival. The rhythmic beat of the music pulsed through her body, matching the gentle thrum in her chest. She felt light, almost weightless, as if she were floating between the earth and the stars. She had taken the Molly an hour ago, a decision made in careful consideration, knowing she wanted to experience this moment with open-heartedness, clarity. As the effects started to take hold, a warmth bloomed in her chest. It was like the embrace of an old friend, familiar yet new, an overwhelmingly sense of peace and love radiating through her. Maya looked around at the people near her. Each face was alight with joy and wonder. And when her eyes met theirs, it was as if she could feel their emotions as clear as her own. The barriers that normally stood between people, the walls of some insecurity, fear, and judgment, had dissolved. There was nothing but pure connection, as if their souls were having a conversation that the words could never articulate. She touched her hand to her heart, feeling the gentle rise and fall of her breath, the warmth of her skin. Every sensation was heightened, every moment alive with vibrant energy. When her friend Sarah reached out and took her hand, Maya felt an indescribable bond, deeper than anything she had ever known. They exchanged no words, but it was as if their hearts were speaking to each other, reminding them of a beauty in vulnerability and trust. The music swelled, a wave of sound that carried her spirit higher and higher, and Maya closed her eyes, letting herself be carried away. Time became fluid, a river that flowed around her, and she simply let go. Trusting the current to guide her, she felt a deep connection to everything. the earth beneath her feet, the sky above, the people dancing around her. It was as though she were a part of a grand cosmic dance where everything was in harmony, connected by invisible threads of energy and love. As the night went on, Maya wandered through the festival, hugging friends, exchanging smiles with strangers, sharing moments of laughter that felt timeless. She knew this feeling wouldn't last forever, but it wasn't about that. It was about the present, about the pure, undiluted joy of being alive, of experiencing the world with an open heart. By the time the molly started to wear off, Maya felt content. She sat with her friend by a small bonfire. The warmth of the flames matched the lingering warmth in her chest. The conversations were quieter now, more reflective, but the connections remained. Even as the intensity of the experience began to fade, she felt profoundly grateful for this lesson. It had taught her that love, in its truest form, is limitless, and that the walls we build between ourselves and others are just illusions. The night came to an end, but Maya knew that something had shifted within her. Rolling on Molly had opened her heart to new possibilities, not just in the moment, but in life. It reminded her that underneath all the noise, all the distractions, there was a simple truth. We are all connected, and love is the thread that binds us together. So I hope you enjoyed that story of Rolling on Molly, a journey of connection. I sure like the background music in it. It's very happy and peppy and good to go. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Rambling Rabbit. I've had a good time doing it. Every time I do these, I get more and more inspired and work with some different stuff. And I hope you're enjoying them as much as I'm enjoying putting them together. So, like I said, come the new year, I've got some stuff lined up for some more interviews. If you're a person that would like to be on The Rambling Rabbit and sit and talk with me, let me know. Get a hold of me. I'd be happy to have you on. I like to sit and talk with people. The only requirement is that you have Discord, because that's how we do the recordings in my private server. So get a hold of me if you want to be on the show. I'd be happy to have you on. Other than that, I want to say 2024 is almost gone, and it was a rough year. It was a rough year for all kinds of people, everybody. I don't think anybody had a really easy time in 2024. There's lots of change that happened. There's a lot that's going to change come 2025, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the psychedelic world, because we've got some things happening in the administration of the current administration that's coming in, not the one that's in now. That I'm very interested to see with some policies of some different stuff, what may transpire. When we had this president that's coming in last time, that's when we came over to DMT world and became our own entity, because kooky stuff started happening in the social media area. So I don't know, I'm interested to see what's going to happen. Hopefully it's only for the better for us and the psychedelic community, and maybe we'll get to see some really wild and crazy stuff happen this year. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I am excited. Bring it on, 2025. So happy new year. And I hope you are safe when you celebrate it. I hope you have a good time. And I hope you reflect on this past year, and I hope you make some plans for the one that's coming up. So, with that being said, I wish you all the best New Year's. Love your families, love your animals, be kind to your neighbors, be kind to everybody else, and keep ascending, friends.